This show proudly sponsored by Real American Freestyle Wrestling. Recently, a close friend of mine experienced an unexpected loss. Watching their family struggle emotionally and financially made me stop and think seriously about my own family's future. As the primary provider, I know how important it is to make sure that if anything ever happened to me, my family would still be able to manage. So I realized that without life insurance, my family would be left with overwhelming financial burdens. I looked into coverage before, but the process always felt complicated, got endless forms, phone calls, and medical exams, made everything take weeks. So that's why Ethos stood out to me. Their process is simple and 100% online. There's no medical exam required, just a few health questions, and you get a quote in as little as 10 minutes. In many cases, you can even receive same-day coverage without ever leaving your house. Ethos offers up to $3 million in coverage, with some policies starting as low as $2 a day, billed monthly. It's a trustworthy company that's changing the way people think about life insurance. So protect your family's financial future with life insurance from Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/Brian. That's ethos.com/Brian. Application times may vary. Rates may vary.
We all love a legendary comeback, and Degree Original Cool Rush is back and better than ever. Cool Rush isn't just a scent, it's a movement, a fan favorite that delivers bold, fresh vibes and all-day sweat protection. Whether you have a man that spends hours in the gym, heads into the office early, or is just trying to stay fresh on a long day, Cool Rush has their back. Head to your local Walmart or Target and grab Degree Cool Rush, the fan favorite scent from the world's number one antiperspirant brand.
Threats to our Constitution aren't just coming from abroad, but from right here at home.
Our laws are clear. You can refuse illegal orders.
You can refuse illegal orders.
You must refuse illegal orders.
That was a traitorous statement. That was a horrible thing to do. I believe they broke the law very strongly. I think it's a very serious violation of the law. Yeah.
I know Todd Blanche seems to be looking into it. Your assistant deputy.
Well, I think Pete Hegseth is looking into it too. I know they're looking into it militarily. I don't know for a fact, but I think the military is looking into it. The military courts.
So the President of the United States, a short time ago, you're going to hear the whole interview next hour. Griff Jenkins with us now. Griff, that tape, I was stunned by it. I always thought, I was actually let down. Because if you told me The View, okay, we're talking about they should disobey orders, like, all right. The squad had a press conference and say, I'm calling on the military to disobey orders. So, extremists, you know. But when you have Mark Kelly and Jason Crow, who's Green Beret, Army Ranger. Okay, my bad. And then two Lewis Slotkin, CIA, and then a few other military veterans. That was the last bastion of non-political action you thought that you had, unless you're running against somebody. But just to go ahead and do a tape unsolicited and give a message to a million men and women serving, you can disobey what you perceive to be unlawful orders.
You know, so first of all, congratulations on an amazing interview with President Trump. That's great stuff, and can't wait to hear more of it throughout the show. But I'm so glad you raised this, because I feel very strongly about making the observation that a guy like Jason Crow, who was an Army Ranger, served in the 82nd Airborne when we were invading Iraq, and I was there with Colonel Ali North in those years during the invasion of 2003, 4, 5, 6, 7, and on. And Jason Crow could not cite a specific example of what Trump order is illegal that he was talking about in that video with Martha McCallum. And that matters, because when he was an Army Ranger, getting the Bronze Star in Iraq, serving over there, from the time the war started in 2003 to 4, 5, 6, 7, we had to take Ramadi, had to take Fallujah. You had the rules of engagement, the ROE were changing. I was out with Marine units in Fallujah in 2006 when we literally were out with eyes on enemy combatants, and yet a lawyer in the Pentagon at 1 a.m. said, no, you can't call an airstrike. It's near civilian areas. And we had in the TOC, in the area where the commanders were making decisions whether to, you know, bring in an airstrike or not, they were really struggling and grappling with whether or not the rule of engagement would be in defiance of law and the way the ROE was changing. So my point is that Jason Crow knows more than anybody and should really be ashamed of the fact that you're going to place this doubt, this second guessing in a military commander out there now carrying things out. He well knows what kind of impact a video like that would have. And I think that that's something that people should lean in on, because putting doubt in a mid-level, a major out there, lieutenant, colonel out there making major decisions, that is not what
we
need.
Do you know whose idea it was? Alyssa Slotkin.
Right.
CIA. But I want you to hear a little bit more of the exchange, because he did come out and say treason punishable by death. And was it he put death threats on lawmakers? Listen.
Well, if you look at sedition, if you look at, you know, that type of, that's a form of, a very strong form of being a traitor. That's a terrible thing to say. I must tell you, I heard it, and I thought it was some kind of a comedy situation. I thought they were, you know, it was some kind of a skit. And because I couldn't believe that they'd say it. And I watched Democrat congressmen and one Democrat senator yesterday on one of the shows. Didn't even want to discuss it. They said, whoa, don't get me into that one. They didn't want to get into it. That is a really serious charge. I'll tell you what they said is, and it was, I mean, I don't know about the modern day things, because, you know, modern day is a lot softer. But in the old days, if you said a thing like that, that was punishable by death.
Yeah, but you're not saying, you're not threatening them. A lot of people are interpreting there's a threat in their security.
Well, I'm not threatening them, but I think they're in serious trouble. I would say they're in serious trouble.
Yeah, exactly the point. They're in trouble. But when you talk about sedition, you talk about traitor, the Uniform Code of Military Justice is very different than our legal courts that we think of. And so if there is a commander that's now felt some second guessing that doesn't carry something out under Secretary of War Hegseth's department, you know, you could have a commander in the middle of his career that will be absolutely derailed because of that second doubt.
I'm at the airport in Kabul, and I'm told, don't go outside the wire and go save people that have helped you or Americans that are living in Afghanistan, because the whole thing's falling apart. Do I break the rules, go under the wire and go save people? Or do I say, if I follow this rule, if I pull out of Afghanistan right now, this whole thing's going to collapse. My unit's not going anywhere. Or General Milley. Here's how ridiculous the order is to evacuate and how few troops are going to be left. Instead of putting his four stars down and go, I can't do this, now he says, I'm going to do it because I'm not the president. So there are so many questions you just put in everybody's mind. And the last thing you want is doubt in the battlefield. So you want some doubt as someone drone operator is taking out a drug ship or a drug boat leaving Venezuela. Well, I don't want to do this. I don't know if I feel right about this. That's what he wants. So listen to John Kirikou, former CIA guy, cut 14.
This is right out of the CIA playbook. This is exactly what we were trained to do in those years that we were getting ready to go into the field. You're trained to destabilize. You're trained to make people distrust each other. And here it is playing out on Capitol Hill. How ironic is it that when I blew the whistle on the CIA's illegal torture program, it was the Democrats who put me in prison. And now they want people to stand up because this president is the threat to democracy? Please, the hypocrisy just makes me shake.
And Slotkin was the one who came up with this, and she's a CIA. That's what he was building off.
Yeah, he's basically accusing her of a PSYOPs operation, which CIA does. But, you know, to your point, it's so important about the sowing of doubt. At the most fundamental, basic place, the military takes young men and women and turns them into trigger pullers and teaches them that when they have an order to carry out and execute the mission, remember, complete the mission, Charlie Mike, they will pull the trigger or carry out whatever mission that is without a second doubt. And that this is striking right at that foundation. It's the building block of the strength of our military. And, you know, Slotkin clearly doesn't seem to either recognize that or care.
I was stunned by that. I mean, we're getting a lot of traction. I don't know if this is what they wanted. Maybe they felt as though the socialists and Bernie Sanders and AOC are getting all the publicity. The so-called center, and I don't think they're any more center. Mark Kelly, I always think he's astronaut, military guy. He's a guy who's going to be reasonable. He's not. He's just as politically oriented as anyone. So now you can't even think to yourself, well, if you have that military in the background, you'll move to the middle. I don't think you can count on anything like that.
Well, and also, you know, to your point about, aside from sowing doubt in military members now about carrying out orders, it is intended. It kind of reminds me a little bit, and I think this is a fair analogy. Remember when 50-plus former intel officers signed on to the Russia propaganda letter? Of course, the Russia hoax, which turned out they knew it wasn't true, right? But it accomplished its mission, which was to sow doubt in the American people. So now with a video like that, you sow doubt in the American public's views that these drug boats being taken out in the Caribbean may not be legal, or anything else they want the American people to start to doubt.
What if your home security could stop a break-in before it even begins? That's not science fiction. That's SimpliSafe. And right now, their early access Black Friday sale is changing how we think about protection. Traditional systems wait until someone's already breaking in. SimpliSafe's Active Guard outdoor protection, powered by AI, detects threats before they reach your door. Real security agents jump in instantly, confronting intruders, letting them know they are on camera and the police are on their way. And if needed, setting off sirens and spotlights. It's proactive protection that stops crime before it happens. And here's the best part. No long-term contracts, no hidden fees, and you can cancel anytime. It's been named Best Home Security System by U.S. News & World Report for 5 years straight. And with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try completely risk-free. So, if home safety's been on your mind, this is your moment. Right now, my listeners can take advantage of their biggest sale of the year with this exclusive early access to SimpliSafe's Black Friday sale. And save 60% on any new system by going to simplisafe.com/Brian. There will never be a better time to get real security for your home. Go to simplisafe.com/Brian. Stay protected and stay one step ahead with SimpliSafe. Every day, America's first responders stand ready. Firefighters, law enforcement, paramedics, doctors, dispatchers, and people who put themselves on the line for public safety. But keeping them connected in moments of crisis has not been easy. That's why Congress authorized a nationwide network for public safety. Today, that promise is fulfilled through FirstNet. It's the only nationwide network built with and for first responders. So whether it's a big city, rural town, or remote tribal community, FirstNet helps ensure no call for help goes unanswered. It gives first responders priority access, never throttles their communications in the U.S., helping them to connect across agencies when it matters most. This isn't just a network. It's a lifeline, a bipartisan commitment to America's public safety, built to serve those who serve us all. FirstNet is the backbone of our nation's emergency response and will continue to be in the future. FirstNet, built with AT&T. Learn more on firstnet.com/public safety first. Have you had a chance to look at what they're saying is a 28-point plan for peace in Ukraine?
You know, we've got on Fox and Friends weekend this weekend, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, and I've started to look at that 28-point peace plan. And it appears that Steve Witkoff really did gain a lot of ground in talking about exactly how it would be carried out. One of the parts that seems to give me a little bit of pause. Yeah, sure.
I mean, Ukraine can be assured that Russia won't simply resume the war at a later date. Ukraine's sovereignty will be confirmed. That's the goal. A comprehensive non-aggression pact between the nations. That really went well with Stalin and Hitler. And by the way, I thought we had non-aggression in 94. It is expected that Russia will not invade neighboring countries and NATO will not expand any further. A dialogue will be held between NATO and Russia, mediated by the United States, to resolve all security issues and create conditions for de-escalation in order to ensure global security. Ukraine will receive reliable security guarantees. Keep in mind, outside certain people, there's only one aggressive nation in the area. NATO is a defensive organization. Nobody wants any region of Russia. It is Russia that's causing all this, but I digress. Ukraine will receive reliable security guarantees. Without international troops, there's none that would satisfy me. The size of the Ukrainian armed forces, get this, has to not be limited to 600,000. How dare you? You know Ukraine is not a threat to you.
Right.
So you know they're not going to invade you. They don't aim at civilian targets. You do. But you want to make sure that the country you're going to reinvade when Trump's gone is down to 600,000. The Ukraine agrees to enshrine in its constitution that it will not join NATO.
That's
NATO,
a big one.
All right. And NATO, I don't think that's, that's weird, but I would accept it. Because NATO agrees not to station troops in Ukraine. That's a problem because nothing stops Russia. Since 94, the invasion in 2014, in 2008, they just keep trying to take more land. European fighter jets will be stationed in Poland. The U.S. guarantees will receive compensation for the guarantee. The U.S. will see, I guess. If Ukraine invades Russia, it will lose its guarantee. If Russia invades Ukraine, in addition to decisive coordinated military response, all global sanctions will be reinstated. But we'll see who the president is then. Russia will be reintegrated into the global community, a powerful global package of to rebuild Ukraine. I think that'll happen. Ukraine is eligible for EU membership. That's great. You know, that's an economic relationship. But I feel like 90% of this is what Russia wants. They're also getting the rest of the Donbass region, which they haven't won.
Well, that in the land ceding is a big one. And we've never really seen Zelensky willing to go anywhere near that. So that's a sticking point. I do think NATO is a sticking point, too, because remember, if you go back, as you mentioned, 94, and that's a great place to start, which is when Ukraine agreed to give up their nuclear weapons, Putin said, cool, great, let's write it out. I'll go in later. So now there are sticking points in here, like agreeing to never join NATO, which is the last thing Putin wants. So you should perhaps encourage it if you're on the side of Ukraine. And the land cede, Putin just says, great, I'll sign on. Let's do this. We'll stop the war. Trump leaves office. We'll see who comes next. Then I'm coming back and I'll accomplish the mission.
They'll make up some ridiculous story.
It's a long view.
Russian speakers are in Ukraine. They're not happy with this government. That's what they did last time. We don't buy it. You don't buy it. But Russia uses that to tell their people and to give themselves an excuse to take more land. And they got to transition their economy. They are a backwards nation that is now shifted to a war economy. My fear is they have nothing to do if they're not making weapons. So now all those factories have been converted. All these people are making money there. That money stops when there's no reason to fight a war. And they usually, when the people come back, they usually overthrow their government. So that's what Vladimir Putin's not looking forward to. I want you to hear what the president said about it. But you know that if you don't stop him in Ukraine, he's going to have problem. They're going to be another. The Baltics are going to be in trouble.
Well, they'll be stopped. He's not looking for more war. He's taking punishment. Say what you want. I mean, this was supposed to be a one-day war that ended 4 years now, okay? But in all fairness, we gave them the best military – we make the best equipment in the world. We gave Ukraine the best military equipment anywhere in the world. Nobody makes – and we gave them a lot of it. But somebody had to use that equipment. And say what you want. They were very brave.
Yeah, it's true. But I think that President Trump has embraced his peacemaker title, and that's whether he all planned that or not, here we are. And so it'll be interesting to see, because the relationship between Trump and Zelensky has had so many different chapters.
And Zelensky's playing it right now. Zelensky says, let me look. He doesn't say anything bad.
No.
I'm going to take a look at it. I'm really going to work hard on this. And the word is, and I try to get the president to say it, is it true next Thursday is your deadline? Because evidently that's what they said. But here's the thing. I want those sanctions to go into play. You know what the sanctions go in today? Rosneft and Lukoil?
Mm-hmm.
Lukoil?
Lukoil.
So they're the ones who sell the majority of the oil to India. So India knows it's over. So these guys, it's going to be widely sanctioned. So they're about to pay the price. Then, of course, they kind of contact Witkoff and they start negotiating again. I just hope people like this administration has their eyes wide open.
Yeah, and look, the sanctions can't come fast enough to start to reset that. And the other piece of that is whether or not these security guarantees, if a deal is struck for Ukraine, they're not going to join NATO, they're going to get these enhanced security agreements. Can that not only protect Ukraine from further Russian aggression in the near term, but can it open up the actual trade aspect for which that's why he thinks he's going to get peace in the Middle East through trade, not war? And he's applying the same principle here. But unless those security guarantees are there, are EU countries going to trade with Ukraine?
I hear you. Plus their innovation, we need their rare earth and we need their technology when it comes to drones. Yeah. Right away. So there could be some long-term aspects there. All right, Griff, thanks so much. Anybody else you want to plug for this weekend?
Yeah, Maria Corina Machado, the Venezuelan opposition leader. I think we are at a really critical point here as we watch this giant carrier strike group standing off there. What's the end game? What does she plan to do if there is, should Maduro be threatened and people around him start to walk away? What's her plan? What's happening? That's on Fox and Friends this weekend.
Yeah, who's got the army? That's the key. You could have the best political argument, but whoever's got the guns seems to matter. Griff, thanks so much.
Thanks, Ryan.
This is Ainsley Earhart. Thank you for joining me for the 52-episode podcast series, The Life of Jesus.
A listening experience that will provide hope, comfort, and understanding of the greatest story ever told. Listen and follow starting November 30th on foxnewspodcasts.com.